听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to study English with us. We are on our third day of talking about the Iberian Peninsula. And actually, if we had the time, we could spend three more days talking about this beautiful part of Europe. That's because Iberia has so many special and diverse places, like the tiny country of Andorra. Now, before we go to Andorra, let's look at a key word that I think you've all seen before. It's a great word to use when talking about Andorra's geography. It's the verb nestle. Nestled under a warm blanket, the kitten fell sound asleep. Okay, now let's get into the text, nestled there on the right side of page 17, under the title, Good Things Come in Small Sizes.
The Iberian Peninsula. Good things come in small sizes. One of the oldest nations in Europe is the tiny country of Andorra, with an area of only 468 square kilometers. Nestled in a basin ringed by majestic mountain peaks, Andorra displays an almost fairy tale quality. Great skiing, beautiful scenery, and duty-free shopping attract more than 10 million visitors annually to this tiny country in the northeast corner of the Iberian Peninsula. Discover Portugal. During the 16th century, Portuguese explorers sailed around the world, looking for new lands to conquer. Today, visitors flock to what used to be called the Iberian Peninsula's best-kept secret, sunny Portugal.
Hello, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And you've joined us today for our third day in our travel article this month. We've been talking about the Iberian Peninsula in Western Europe. And this Iberian Peninsula has several different areas coming together in one area. And we've already looked at Spain, specifically Barcelona. And we've also looked at Gibraltar, which is a British territory. And today we're going to look at something else, aren't we, Esther?
Yes, we're going to look at areas in two countries. One, a very small country called Andorra. And another one, we'll be looking at the country of Portugal. First, let's talk about Andorra. Our text uses this to describe it. Good things come in small sizes. Why? Well, Andorra is one of the oldest countries in Europe, and it's also a very tiny country covering only 468 square kilometers.
Yeah, that is not a very big area. That is not a very big country. Our article says that it's nestled in a basin. Now, that word nestled is a verb. It's one of our more information words. To nestle into something means that you are fitting yourself into usually a comfortable place, a safe place, usually a warm place. So when I think of something nestling into something, usually I think of maybe a puppy or a kitten or a child nestling into maybe a mother's arms or a blanket or something soft.
Right. So we're using this word nestled here to describe the country of Andorra because it's nestled in a basin ringed by majestic mountain peaks. Now, a basin is an area of land that is lower than the surrounding areas, and it is ringed, or it's surrounded like a circle, by majestic mountain peaks. So very high mountains mountains surrounding Andorra, and it's in a basin, a very small country.
And it sounds like Andorra, as our article say, it displays an almost fairy tale quality. So I think if you were to go there, you would feel like you're almost in a fairy tale from a long time ago.
And a fairy tale is a story usually involving princes and princesses, maybe even magic that is not real. It's make-believe. And there's also often magic that happens in fairy tales. So this special country, if you go there, you feel like you're in a story.
And it sounds like this Andorra has not only beautiful scenery, but it also has great skiing, which I would be pretty interested in. I love skiing. And it also has duty-free shopping. Now, Esther, what does it mean if shopping is duty-free?
Well, it means that there are no extra taxes added to what you purchase. So many airports, they have duty-free shops where you can buy perfume and alcohol and other goods where you don't have to add this extra tax. And that's why one of the reasons people like to go to Andorra. In fact, our article says duty-free shopping attracts more than 10 million visitors annually to this country. So I'm sure they go there, they go skiing, and they walk on the roads and see the beautiful scenery, and they also buy lots of things.
Yeah, 10 million visitors to this country. That's a lot of visitors to a very small area, only 468 square kilometers large. 10 million visitors every year, that's a lot.
Right. And again, this country of Andorra is located on the Iberian Peninsula, and it is on the northeast corner of the region. So if you go to the Iberian Peninsula or go around the area, there's many, many different cultures and many different languages that are spoken. But you can go here and you can go to Andorra and shop and just walk around this fairy tale-like land.
That sounds very interesting. We have a short Did You Know section, which will talk a little bit more about this interesting place.
The people of Andorra can expect to live a long time. With an average of 83 years, it has one of the highest life expectancy rates in the world. Compare that rate to one of the lowest in the world. The average person in Swaziland can expect to live a mere 32 years. Some reasons for the longevity of the Andorrans is the pleasant mountain climate, prosperous economy, and good health care.
Now let's discover or find out more about the country of Portugal. Now during the 16th century, Portuguese explorers sailed around the world looking for new lands to conquer. So they traveled around the world because they wanted these countries to be owned by them, by Portugal.
And so today, visitors flock in big groups. They travel to what used to be called the Iberian Peninsula's best kept secret. So this is a very maybe not so well known place in sunny Portugal. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back to talk more about Portugal. Stay tuned.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. Well, we are traveling all over the Iberian Peninsula. And so far, we have visited a British territory, a tiny country in the mountains, and a castle-filled region of Spain. There's one place we still have yet to visit. Yes, we'll make a quick stop to beautiful, sunny Portugal after we preview three new key words. The first is the adjective sensational. The author has written a sensational new book about his journey across Africa. Next is the verb marvel. Marvel. During each show, the audience marvels at the tricks the magician performs. And lastly, the noun destination. As in, Sandy is interested in a beach destination for her next vacation, but her husband likes the mountains. Okay, our destination right now is page 18 and line 6. Please find your place in the magazine and follow along as we read.
The Iberian Peninsula. Built on 7 hills, the capital city of Lisbon offers sensational views of land and sea. Visitors marvel at the city's mixture of modern shops, restaurants, and medieval monuments, such as the famous 6th century St. George's Castle. Each year, thousands of tourists visit one of Europe's most popular coastal areas, Portugal's Algarve. Over 100 kilometers of beautiful coastline make Algarve a beach lover's paradise. If what you are looking for is an international experience, then make the Iberian Peninsula your next destination and lose yourself in its world of cultures.
Welcome back. We're talking about sunny Portugal, which some people have called the Iberian Peninsula's best kept secret, which means it's a great place to go, but not very many people know about it.
In fact, it is built on 7 hills. So this is very different from Andorra, which we talked about earlier, which is nestled in a basin built on 7 hills. The capital city, which is called Lisbon, offers sensational views of land and sea. Sensational, Chip. What does it mean that it offers sensational views?
Well, if something is sensational, that means that it is unusually good or unusually excellent. So these sensational views means that they are so good, it's amazing. Or you might have a sensational book or a sensational performance by an actor. This means that it's an amazingly good and excellent performance.
And probably breathtaking as well. So if you are a visitor, you might marvel at the city's mixture of modern shops, restaurants, and medieval monuments. Now let's go back and take a look at this word marvel. If you marvel at something or someone, it means that you feel amazed. You feel like a lot of wonder when you look or see what they are doing.
So it sounds like if you visit this area, you will marvel at, you will be filled with wonder and amazement at some of these areas, the mixture of modern shops, restaurants, and medieval monuments. Now, a monument is usually a building or some structure that is built in memory of someone else. But here we're probably just talking about some large structures that were built in history in the medieval times or the Middle Ages. So they are very significant and important to that area.
And one of these monuments is the famous 6th century St. George's Castle. So this castle was built in honor of St. George. Now, many people like to go to a special place in Portugal along the coast called Portugal's Algarve.
Yeah, and this Algarve is, well, it sounds like if it's a coastal area, it's where the water, the sea, meets the land, and it sounds like there's over 100 kilometers of beautiful coastline that make this Algarve area a beach lover's paradise. So it sounds like if you love the beach, you need to travel to this Algarve area.
Right. If you go there, you'll feel like you are in paradise. You'll feel like you're in heaven. It's so wonderful, and you'll really enjoy over 100 kilometers of beaches and other things to see. So our article concludes, if you are looking for an international experience, then make the Iberian Peninsula your next destination and lose yourself in its world of cultures. Now let's go back and take a look at this phrase, international experience. If you're looking for international experience, it means you want to do something that is not just in your own country. You want to find out more about the world.
And because the Iberian Peninsula is such a melting pot of different cultures, it sounds like this really would be a very good international experience because you can experience several different cultures in one place.
So make this place your next destination. And destination is one of our word bank words, and it means the place where you are going. If you are on a plane, then you might hear the flight attendant say, "We are only 20 minutes away from our destination," the place where you are going.
And I can also use this word when talking about something being mailed. So if you mail a package to someone or a letter to someone, you hope that it reaches its destination. You hope that it travels to the place where you wanted it to travel to.
So go to the Iberian Peninsula and lose yourself. Just feel like you can be someone else, be international, lose yourself in its world of cultures. So again, remember we talked about how there are many different cultures, the French culture, the Spanish culture and Portuguese culture, also the British culture in this special area of land.
Yeah, it sounds like a very interesting place to go. If you have a chance to go there, where would you like to visit?
I think I would like to visit Andorra. How about you, Chip?
I would like to visit this rock of Gibraltar. I want to see these Barbary apes, personally. That's all we have for today. We're going to visit the chat room, but first we've got a video for you to watch. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken.
Hello, everyone. Today we are continuing our chat about travel. And Ken, I would like to begin our chat today with an invitation. I want to invite you to join me on an excursion.
What?
An excursion. That's just a short trip that is usually for fun.
Oh, okay. I'll join you.
Great. There will be others joining us as well.
So where will we be going, Brandon?
Oh, just somewhere off the beaten path?
Well, I'm not sure I would like that. It sounds kind of dangerous.
Oh, it's not dangerous. I just mean that it is not a very popular place. For example, if you went to a museum that is located in a rural area, then you might say that you went to a museum that was off the beaten path.
Okay, but Brandon, what should I pack?
Oh, just make sure that you travel light.
You mean don't bring a lot of heavy things, right?
Yes, you got it, Ken.
先来学一个跟旅游相关的字 excursion, E-X-C-U-R-S-I-O-N. Excursion 就是远足、短途的旅行、游览。Let's go on an excursion. 我们去远足吧。Off the beaten path, 字面上是离开一般人常走的路，意思就是比较冷门、不寻常的路线。Travel light 就是打包轻便，不要带太多的行李。Well, do you have all the details for this excursion ready to go?
Not quite, Ken. I've kind of made the plans on the fly.
On the fly? I don't get it.
On the fly is an idiom that means I just quickly made the plans for this trip. I haven't really put a lot of thought into the travel plans yet.
So you mean you were being spontaneous?
Yes, I just had this sudden desire to take a trip. So I think we should do it, even though we don't have everything planned yet.
Okay, let's do it. On the fly 原本是指还没有落地前的高飞球，你可以想象一个高飞球在空中只有几秒钟的时间，所以这个副词片语表示匆忙的、随性的，也可以用 spontaneous, 就是自然发生的。
Right now, it's time for today's language tips with Michelle.
Hi everyone, 我们来看第一个重点，我们看的是 duty free 这个形容词。Duty 在这里是指税或者是关税，所以 duty free 就是指免税的。例如 ,she bought many duty free items on the flight back home. 她在返乡的飞行中买了很多的免税商品。 或者是 Hong Kong is a duty-free region, 香港是一个免税的地区，或者是 The company provides duty-free shopping online, 这家公司提供网络的免税商品购物。继续我们看的是 sensational 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 sensation 感觉或知觉这个名词，所以 sensational 是指很棒的、绝妙的或者是令人兴奋的。例如 Kevin's sensational new convertible attracts a lot of attention, Kevin 那台超炫的新跑车引人注目，或者是 She looked sensational after she lost weight, 她减肥之后看起来漂亮极了。最后我们看的是 destination 这个名词， destination 是指目的地，例如 The destination of this flight is Washington DC, 这班班机的目的地是华盛顿特区，或者是 When we reached our destination, we were tired and hungry, 我们到达目的地的时候已经又饿又累了。 destination 也指目标，例如 His future destination is becoming a scientist, 他未来的目标是成为一位科学家。 And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Goodbye and take care.
The Iberian Peninsula. Good things come in small sizes.One of the oldest nations in Europe is the tiny country of Andorra, with an area of only 468 square kilometers. Nestled in a basin ringed by majestic mountain peaks, Andorra displays an almost fairy tale quality. Great skiing, beautiful scenery, and duty-free shopping attract more than 10 million visitors annually to this tiny country in the northeast corner of the Iberian Peninsula.Discover Portugal. During the 16th century, Portuguese explorers sailed around the world, looking for new lands to conquer. Today, visitors flock to what used to be called the Iberian Peninsula's best-kept secret, sunny Portugal. Built on seven hills, the capital city of Lisbon offers sensational views of land and sea.Visitors marvel at the city's mixture of modern shops, restaurants, and medieval monuments, such as the famous 6th century St. George's Castle. Each year, thousands of tourists visit one of Europe's most popular coastal areas, Portugal's Algarve. Over 100 kilometers of beautiful coastline make Algarve a beach lover's paradise. If what you are looking for is an international experience,Then make the Iberian Peninsula your next destination and lose yourself in its world of cultures.
Friends, these last 3 days, we've gone through a lot of information about the Iberian Peninsula. One great way to refresh your memory about what we discussed is to review our key points. Every lesson,has them, and they are a great way to review each lesson. This lesson's key points are unique in that they could be written by you. Check them out on the bottom right corner of page 17, and then compare your sentences with those on page 77. Monday, we investigate the world of fantasy sports. We hope you join us for that. And until then, hey everyone, have a great weekend.